The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Speak to you briefly, then we'll spend time to pray. It's prayer time. Now, I want to speak to you on a theme. I'm just giving you a short word tonight. Then we'll pray. Developing multiple sources. That is what I want to speak to you. Multiple sources. And I want you to follow me. And then we pray. Hallelujah. Now, turn with me to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, reading from verse 10. Genesis chapter 2, reading from verse 10. What you need to understand about Genesis, it simply means beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what you also need to appreciate, that the beginning of everything serves as a foundation. So whatever had been written in the book of Genesis, the first book, sets the foundation for us. In fact, we die today because in the foundation, death was introduced. We are called sinners today because in the foundation, sin was introduced. So the book of Genesis gives us foundation of so many things that have been laid. And tonight we are looking at another foundation that was laid in the book of Genesis. So read with me Genesis chapter 2 from verse 10. Now, I want you to pay attention to this scripture. It's not very popular, but I want you to pay attention.
Now, trust me.
The Bible says that a river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there, it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is the Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. And say the gold of that land is good, aromatic, resin, and onyx are also there. Now, the name of the second river is the Gihon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris. It runs along the east side of Asher, and the fourth river is the Euphrates. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, why am I talking about this?
I didn't want to make us suffer way home.
Now, let's go back to the verse 10.
Yeah.
Now, it tells you that a river watering the garden flowed from Eden.
Now, I catch and say, it's a tibia, elbugu, and a throne,
so
every.
So, as a teacher, I need to say this, then I continue. So, it tells you that there was a place called Eden. And in the place called
Eden,
there was a garden. So the garden is what is called Garden of Eden. So Eden is a place. And the garden is there. Now, what does the Bible say here? The Bible says that a river watering the garden flowed from Eden.
Now see, Eden.
It starts as a river. And Bible says that when it moves on, it separated into four headwaters. Other version says it became four different rivers. So it had one source. And as it was coming, it now divided into four different headwaters. All watering the same garden. Hello.
Hi.
This is why you don't have to miss it. You have one river. It divides into four. But all is going to water the same garden. Now, the question to ask ourselves, why won't it come as one? And water the same garden. Why did it have to divide into four? And I've already told you that Genesis is foundation. So what God is putting across, what God is establishing through this scripture, that you as a garden, you as a garden, you as an individual, you are not supposed to be watered by one source. Oh, you didn't get me. We will get there. So what the Bible is telling you, the foundation God has established, that in your life, whatever you are doing, you are not supposed to depend on only one thing. Hello?
Hi.
Because when your source is one, the moment it is cut off, that is the end. So God in his wisdom allowed one water, one river to flow. But he decided to let it break into four headwaters, all heading to the same direction. So in case one is blocked, another one is there. In case another one is blocked, the next one is there. In case one dries up, another one will flow. That is supposed to be our life as children of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is supposed to be our life. Our life must become a mystery. When someone stops one place, another place begins to flow. So if you are succeeding in life, if you will succeed in life, you must not focus on one thing. You should have multiple sources. And tonight, that is the prayer we want to pray. What is today's date?
14th September 2023.
Do you know that some people have started counting the days? Hello.
Hi.
How many of us here are paid by people? Let me see by hand. Have you started counting the days?
Now, if you are sick, can I and then
the devil is a liar. Sometimes he confines us to one thing. One thing. And so we cannot explore. Child of God, you cannot depend on one thing. What you need to understand is that God himself has set that foundation. So if you are not doing it, then it's a disobedience unto God. So sometimes, the way we are supposed to use our resources to worship God, it doesn't happen that way. Because,
and I'm saying,
as of today, you already made your budget. And your budget is such that, when when I come to church, first offering is 10
cedis.
Second offering, 10.
A
special offering, 5. We do another contribution, another
10.
You have calculated. And so when you are coming, and your money is 20 cedi notes, if you don't find a means to change it outside, you will not come inside the church. Because if you make a mistake and you enter and that money drops, your budget has been thrown overboard. Why? Because you are focusing on one source. You can't even give people money. You can't sow. There are some people, no matter the message and the power behind it, they will not be able to drop a seed because there is a budget. The reason why you have a budget is because you are depending on one source. Tonight, we want to pray that multiple sources will open to us. Now, when we talk about multiple sources, we can look at it from two angles. One angle is that,
and he said,
you will diversify your businesses. Whatever you are doing, maybe you are paid at the end of the month. But the money that is coming, you find a way to invest some somewhere to start another small business. Then this one is coming. The other way is the favor of God, which causes people to meet you and they begin to dash you money. It's a multiple source. And so you know that when you give here, another will come. Ah, maybe you didn't get me. I say when you give here, another will come. You know that by the time you get home, something will be there. You know that by the time the week ends, somebody will bless you. May that be your story.
Amen.
I say, may that be your story.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Some of us, it's taking a long time. No one has dashed us money. This Ghana economy, do we dash money? But do you know that even now, people are also receiving to the extent that they say, it's okay, don't bring again.
Yes.
That certain doors must begin to open for you. There are some people, they should look at your face and say, it's a long time. Take something. The moment somebody sees you, there should be something that should move the person. But you need to call it into being. That is what we are going to pray. Because it's important. Other than that, we'll be stuck at one place. Our life will never move. We will not progress. And we will not see the glory of God. I want to challenge you here. There are multiple opportunities in Accra. Multiple opportunities in Accra. Don't sit at one place. Don't look at one thing. Every little thing you want to start as a child of God, the blessings of God will come upon you. Start something. Tell somebody. Start something. Look for opportunities around you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know the number of people who come to church every Sunday. Have you thought through a business to set around here?
Now,
which will give you another source. His divine nature has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness. So he has finished his part.
It's
left with us.
I come and know.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The wisdom, the grace, the favor he has given to us. We are going to pray. God give us ideas. God give us multiple sources. Let my sources. Sometimes it's your eyes that needs to open. Sometimes it is just an idea that must drop. I'm just coming from a program. I think I shared this with Roger. But the people today won another
award.
Three young guys. Two guys, one lady. Biomedical science students.
They've
just completed. Idea came to them. They realize that plantain stems and banana stems, when we harvest the plantain, we cut the stem and throw it away. And through YouTube and other things, they saw that the stem can be processed and used even for fabric.
Now, YouTube,
so they sat down with their knowledge in school. They sat down, they look at it, and then they started processing this, not into fabric, but turn it into sanitary pads.
Now, I'm not trying to say, Now, omo the amount of fire sent to Matamo, no womb, omo the man your mom will see be.
A man your mother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is what they did.
Into any Yamaya.
They are doing it now. Today in the program, it's a global program with a lot of people from different countries. And they pitch that idea.
And
this is what we are doing. And they won. And you know the money they requested for? $200,000. And these are young guys, they are not even up to 25 years.
No,
not even up to that. May the Lord give us just a single idea. A single idea to turn our lives around. A single idea. A single opportunity. To turn our lives around. We want to pray tonight. Are you ready to pray? Oh yes. As for deliverance, I know you are ready to pray. Shall we be on our feet? Shall we be on our feet? Just begin to pray in the spirit. Just pray in the spirit. Just pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Yes, Lord. Mazazakaba igada. Mazozakaba igado. Rantarakata igada. Mazoze kete kaya gabada sote. Rantarakata igada. Gado Zabada Rakata Jokala Payakaba in the Roboto Sata Majokala in the Rakata Daraba Elezeke Yakaba in the Roboto Zabada Malakai Kemando Rokoto Zazaba Igado Zezeka Yaga Imando Rakata Yakabado Zazaba Iga Eleke Yakabato Satata Ejokaba Igado Sataraba Imando Rakata Kata Ejokata Rantara Imazo Zabaga Igada, Imalakaya Gada Gada, Imazo Zakaba Igado, Ezuza Kaba Igada, Ekaya Kabado Randaraba, Imaza Zakaya Gada Gada, Ezuza Ba Igado Zaba, Imando Rakata Kata, Ezokaba Igada, Eleze Keteke, Ekole Keterekete, Imando Rakata Kata, Ekoya Kata Izo Kata, Ezoya Rakataka, Imanda Rakata.
Of impossibility. I break the mindset of impossibility. Hey, the mindset of impossibility be broken now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Every mindset of impossibility, let it be broken. Let it be broken in the name of Jesus. Let it be broken in the name of Jesus. Let it be broken. Yes, Lord. Every mindset of impossibility be broken now in the name of Jesus. Be broken now in the name of Jesus. Be broken now. Every mindset of impossibility break now. Break now. Break now. Break now. In the name of Jesus. Break now. In the name of Jesus. Break now. Break now. Break now. Yes, Lord. Ashoka in the rakata. Ya kabala baraba. You run to the name. Jabada bada. Jabada bada. Jabada bada. Jabada bada. Jabada bada. Ekola bada. Ekola bada. Ekola bada. Zabaya do the name. Jabada do cha cha. Jabada da 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 da. Break it now, break it now, break it now. Let your mind be free. Let your mind be free to explore, to look at opportunities. Let your mind be free. Break now. Every stronghold over your mind, let it be broken. Stronghold of impossibility, let it be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. In the name of Jesus, let it be broken. Yes, Lord, it is possible. Hey, Yamatosa. Hey, Shamatosa. Hey, Shamatosa. Hey, Shamatosa. Hey, Balokata. Hey, Balokata. Hey, Zosete. Hey, Shukachata. Hey, Mandorete. Hey, Shukataka. Hey, Shukataka. Hey, Zubada. Hey, Shukateke. Hey, Balobala. Hey, Bolabala. Hey, Bolabala. Hey, Bolabala. Hey, Bolabala. Hey, Bolabala. Hey, Bolabala. Yes, pray, pray, pray. Yes, in the name of Jesus, let our mindset be broken. I say it is possible. It is possible. It is possible. Yes, Lord. It is possible. Yes, Lord. It is possible. In the name of Jesus. 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 Impossibility. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. In the name of Jesus. I liberate my mind. I liberate my mind from every impossibility.
You want to declare again prophetically.
Hey,
that idea is possible.
Man.
That business is possible.
Man.
That opportunity is possible.
Man.
It is possible.
Man.
You want to just declare.
But
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But God laid something on your heart.
But
you were contemplating, is this thing possible?
Can it work?
And you are looking at people who have tried it and failed. And already you are concluding that, as for this one, it is not possible. But tonight you want to declare, the idea is possible. The business is possible. The journey is possible. The marriage is possible. The childbirth is possible. Whatever is ahead of you. Hey, sometimes you will start and fail. Sometimes the obstacles around you is pushing you to give up. But you want to declare that it is possible.
Yes, Lord.
You see, what you need to understand, when they say a malam, or a fetish priest, all those people, sorcerers and the rest. In fact, those who use a lot of articles, it shows that they are powerless. The powerful ones, they use words. That's the truth. There is nothing, even if they send something, there is a word that is released to empower that thing to come. If you take egg and snap, and you drop the egg.
Now the two for more than two for
you pour snap on
no
it. You don't say anything.
Okay.
It has no effect.
Any to me be
what are you sending?
And then also man.
But the same egg.
Now some question
and snap.
Any sense ya?
You say things on it.
Now can say go so.
I know you don't do it, but the people outside, that is what they do.
Only say they be now wanting for now be.
They will say something on the egg and drop it. As they are pouring, they are saying something, releasing word. So what you need to understand, that it is not the egg and the snap that is powerful. What is powerful is the word. And so when you come here,
it is Abaha.
And you are praying.
Now born prayer.
You are using words.
So
you should be convinced of your word.
And sometimes
we don't know the value of the words we speak. And when you don't know the value, it doesn't work. Hello.
Hi.
It's not someone who has said it and you too, you are saying something. But you are convinced.
Now, what would you to me say?
That you send forth the word.
Now, Usma Samno.
To heal. And deliver from
destruction.
Oh, where's our spirits?
Yes.
Where's our spirits?
In some your home.
Where's our spirits?
In some your home.
That is why you don't need to joke with
words.
You don't have to joke with
words.
Let me tell you one thing.
Where's
they are not just spirit. But they have life. They move. They hear. They gauge environment. And they begin to work. Anyway, when I want to go, we'll not pray. But I want to tell you one thing, then we pray. When Jesus sent the disciples, he said, go, wherever you go, enter a house, look for a worthy man. If there is somebody who is worthy, not wealthy, exactly. Okay. Now, when you go there, greet them peace. Greet them peace.
Now,
the Bible says, Jesus said, if there is a man of peace,
now,
you Your peace will stay there. Your peace will stay there. Now,
he says
that
once
you release that word, peace be unto you.
Now, and
there's someone who is a peaceful person,
the
peace will stay. But he says that the words you use have that mental ability to search and see if the person deserves it. Your words have the ability to search. So he says that when you say, peace be unto you, and there is no one there, there is no one there who is worthy of peace, your words have intelligence to know that there is no one here that deserves it. And he says, your peace will come back to you. Words have intelligence. They can think words. If you know power of words, you won't joke. Intelligence. To be able to determine that there is no one who is
speaking.
So you want to use the power of words tonight. And speak to that idea. Speak to that challenge. Declare that it is possible. That is what you want to declare. Hey, that plan is possible. That agenda is possible. That business is possible. The marriage is possible. The education is possible. It is possible. It is possible. That business idea, it is possible. Yes, it will come to pass. It will manifest. It is possible. In the name of Jesus, declare that it is possible. Yes. Wherever you want to get to, it is possible. Yes, Lord. Wherever, it is possible. It is possible. In the name of Jesus, it is possible.
It is possible.
Kayaba does it.
It is possible.
Kayaba does it.
It is possible.
It is possible. My plans are possible. The business idea is possible. Yes, the career growth is possible. In the name of Jesus, it is possible. It is possible. Yes, Lord. That journey is possible. That business is possible. That opportunity is possible. Yes, Lord. That marriage is possible. That child death is possible. In the name of Jesus, it is knowledge. It is possible. It is possible. In the name of Jesus, it is possible. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, it is possible. It's possible.
It is possible. Yes, Lord. It is possible. The challenges cannot discourage me. The challenges cannot discourage me. The frustration will not discourage me. The setback will not discourage me. It is possible. In the name of Jesus, that idea is possible. That business venture is possible. It is possible. In the name of Jesus,
You want to begin to pray now? I command multiple sources to be open unto you.
Amen.
Multiple sources. The first day I pray this prayer, I work with some people. We go to the park to pray on Sundays in the evening.
It just dawned on me that
why are we so tight? There is no allowance. Your money is so tight.
I said, there
should be multiple sources. When I started praying that prayer, for the past 2 months, I'm seeing multiple sources. One day I went to work. This my subordinate went on leave and came. Your salary is small. Me, I'm your boss. So. Jesus said, when I went to my this, I'm small working. Then you see, he asked me. Should I change it or bring it? I said, what form?
Oh,
he said, I have some small dollars for you. Don't make that mistake. So he came and he gave me $200. I said, hey. Another person called me. Said, I also have something small for you. Meanwhile, I was traveling some traveling there. I shouldn't travel because my budget was tight. But it started coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It started coming.
Amen.
And then, for about 3 weeks now, I've been traveling. It's also bringing money.
And
also
discover
that is how the multiple sources work. Things that are not part of your budget.
Then
God allows it to be open unto you.
Amen.
So this one is calling you. This one is opening. Someone remembers you here. Someone says, take this. Another person says, I have to bless you. You want to command multiple sources. You want to declare that I command multiple sources to be open unto me. In the name of Jesus, let multiple sources be open unto me. In the name of Jesus, let multiple sources be open unto me. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer. Command multiple sources.
Command multiple sources from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. Shabato, Kalo, Tolo, Shokato, Riotata, Kolalama, Kolalama. Multiple sources from the north, multiple sources from the south, multiple sources from the east, multiple sources from the west. Let them be open. I command multiple sources all around in the name of Jesus. Multiple sources all around. Multiple sources all around. Multiple sources all around in the name of Jesus. Multiple sources all around. Multiple sources all around in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Multiple sources. Multiple sources. Multiple sources. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let it be open. Let it be open. Let it be open. In the name of Jesus. Multiple sources all around. All around. All around. All around. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, command the multiple sources. Command the multiple sources. Command the multiple sources. Command the multiple sources. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Command the multiple sources. Yes, yes, yes. From the east. From the south. From the south. From the south. From the south.
We are praying this prayer again. Now, the scripture we use, the one river breaks into four headwaters. What is the number?
The number is nine.
Now, the number four is very significant. Now, it talks, the number four here refers to north, south, east, and west. So, so it means from every side there is water coming.
Yes.
God is wise. Yes. God is wise. Why not three? Why not five? Why is it four? Because it should cover the entire area.
Yes.
North, south, east, and west. Four headwaters coming to the same garden. You want to pray now. My source in the north, let it be open. My source in the south, let it be open. My source in the east, let it be open. My source in the west, let it be open. In the name of Jesus, let those sources be open. My source in the north, be open now. My source in the south, be open now. My source in the east, be open now. My source in the west, be open now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, my source in the north, be open.
my sons in the south, be open. My sons in the east, be open. My sons in the west, be open. In the name of Jesus,
be open. Be open now. 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 Multiple sources,
There is this scripture we read all the time, Psalm 1.
Oh God,
the Bible is a mysterious book. If you read Psalm
1,
we all know this psalm. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. Continue. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person, now stay here. He says that that person is like a tree planted by what?
Stream of water.
You see, it is not singular. Are you now getting it?
Yes.
All along when we read, we pass. Streams.
It
didn't say stream. Stream is one. Now he's saying that the righteous will be watered by streams, multiple sources.
Streams.
Tonight, I pray streams will water you.
Amen.
Streams will water you.
Amen.
You see, and he says that which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. When your leaf wither, it doesn't mean you are dead. You are still alive.
Now,
but you don't have strength.
And it just what does it say?
When you don't have money in your pocket, your anointing even doesn't work.
Now, the only scapula will go to come out most of the point.
Oh, that's the truth of the matter.
No, can I catch it?
You see? Okay, time is up. So we'll look at it tomorrow.
Yeah,
money is spirit.
Right?
Money is spirit.
No,
it is not just spirit. Let me say this. No. Money is not just spirit.
You see,
Jesus says something.
Yes, you can be.
He says, no one can serve two masters. Now, listen carefully. No one can serve two masters. So in this case, and then in explaining the two, don't forget two masters. In explaining the two masters, he says that you cannot serve both God and what?
Mammon.
And mammon, which is money. So it means that in the class of masters, money has been equated to God.
Amen.
In the class of masters, money has been equated to God.
Yeah, the sika
so money is not just a spirit. It is also a master. And so when you don't have it on you, it takes a certain aspect of you from you. How many of us are trusting God for multiple sources?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are trusting God for multiple sources. But I'm believing God for you. For multiple sources.
Amen.
I'm believing God for you.
Amen.
Anything that is blocking your source, may it be taken off in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Every stumbling block to your source, let it be moved away in the name of Jesus. Any blockade in your flow, let it be cleared in the name of Jesus. Let it be cleared in the name of Jesus. Let it be cleared in the name of Jesus. Let it be cleared in the name of Jesus. Let it be cleared in the name of Jesus. May you begin to experience free flow.
Amen.
May you begin to experience free flow.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. God willing, tomorrow will continue. If you are believing God for a multiple source, now just take an envelope. And what you are believing God for, use this altar to create that multiple source for yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to understand certain things we do. So get an envelope.
Something.
I was telling some people, witches, they drain blood, right? Which is the drink blood? Right? In the spirit realm, when they get there, and they say they are drinking somebody's blood, is it physical blood they drink?
No.
Have you considered that? When they go there and they say they kill somebody, you know that you can kill the person in the spirit, but the person will be walking. Because they've apportioned a time. But we believe that they drink blood. But there is no physical blood. Have you ever drank blood before? Hello?
Hi.
Have you ever drank blood before?
The blood of Jesus.
And you don't know that you also belong to a cause. Yes. Because when they in the spirit realm, they use something to represent your blood and drink. And physically you lose blood and you can die. Then you also come here and you stand. And you take something to represent the blood of Jesus. And you drink. But the difference is that you don't know the value of what you do.
Now, what
is
down no more.
You don't know the value because you also drink, you also drinking blood. And the blood you are drinking is more powerful than the one.
Amen.
We need to begin to see Christianity from a spiritual point of view. It shouldn't become a society, a group. No. So the things that we ask that you do, add spirituality to it. Don't just do
it.
And God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.